What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly here on AfterBuzz TV reality channel. Today, we are finally back to be able to recap Keeping Up with the Kardashians. It is going to be Season 15, Episode 1, titled Photo Shoot Dispute. Don't go anywhere.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. Here we are again. We have a full panel, and we are ready to recap and discuss Keeping Up with the Kardashians Season 15, Episode 1. We've got a lot to talk about. Kourtney and all of her drama. Kim, the photo shoot, the baby shower. And then, of course, we have tea time. We love bringing you guys the news and gossip. But I'm joined by my lovely panel.
Hi, guys. What's up? I'm Shanti.
Hey, guys. Mackenzie Fain.
Hey, everybody, it's Howard the Third.
And I'm Dakota T. Jones. Let's jump right in. So I want to know, before we kind of get into it, overall thoughts of this big season premiere.
Ooh, I love a juicy premiere. Ooh. I love when we just jump right into the gossip and get to it, and there's fighting and arguing and swearing. So I was entertained.
I just love them so much. I thoroughly enjoy them just sitting there and talking. So for me, any Kardashian episode's good.
Exactly.
I loved it. You know, when they always bring that drama, it's like, I live for that. Mm-hmm. I live for the real moment. So they definitely brought it on tonight's episode.
Yeah, definitely. And obviously, we know that the main theme of this episode was the dispute between Kourtney and Kim, and, you know, Khloe was thrown in the mix. But before that, I want to build up some anticipation. So let's talk about the more B storyline of this episode. So let's talk about how Scott... We see a little bit more of him this episode than usual. He's talking about his relationship with Sophia, which is interesting because we don't really get a lot of discussion on that from the past season. Mm-hmm. But what did you guys think of him kind of opening up and talking to Cece? It was kind of cringeworthy because she was trying to ask all these questions and he was like half answering them. What were your thoughts?
I was dying when his phone rang and he was like, whoever this is, I'm going to pick up because I want to be out of this conversation. But it's interesting. Like, he even admits, he's so open about he feels guilty. Mm-hmm. He feels guilty that he's moving on. He feels uncomfortable talking about it. He feels uncomfortable. So, I don't know. It's weird. And we don't even really hear her name. Nobody says Sophia.
Right.
Like, it's just your girlfriend.
Yeah, that's what's weird to me. But I feel like it's been a long time since Court and Scott have officially split up. So why is he feeling guilty? She's moved on. He's obviously moved on. I don't really understand that whole plot line. But do you think that maybe he's just saying that because to Cece because she's part of her family? I don't know.
No, to be honest, I think he does feel guilty. I think he wishes that it could have worked, and I think he feels guilty. I think he knows that he's supposed to be the specific man for her, and he can't be that, and he can't live up to that.
That's true. I just thought it was weird that him and Cece have a relationship. I don't know why I found that odd. I was like, you know, Scott, you're really trying to be in this family. Like, I understand you have kids with Kourtney, but he's going in, like, the cousin, aunts, aunties. Like, it's just too much for me.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, whatever. If you have a friend, if she's helping you, cool.
Yeah.
But still a little bit much for me.
He references her as, like, a mother figure.
Right, yes. Right. Because his parents are both gone. So I think he has to rely on Kourtney's family to... have figures like that in his life, you know?
Yeah. I feel like he should feel guilty, though, because, I mean, let's be honest. He's the reason why they're not together anymore. He couldn't get his stuff together. He, you know, kept having problems and being problematic and wasn't there for the kids when he should have been and was off doing benders and all that kind of stuff. So,
I did just want to say, I thought it was kind of funny how they portrayed him as, like, this really wholesome guy in this episode. Like, showing him going on a hike and hanging out with Cece and talking about his girlfriend. Like, we know still behind the scenes he's partying a lot. Mm-hmm. He has his little episodes. He cheated on Sophia. Like, I like how he says that he's moderately drinking. I don't believe that's
the case.
I don't believe
it, no.
Because I've heard about stuff where he's going out and being the same old Scott. So
I think so. It's a broken record.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
To me, you know, he's such a funny character, though. I mean, I just...
Oh, yeah. So entertaining.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So entertaining. And it was really funny when she said, are you sober? And he was just like, oh, I mean, of course not. Like...
Yeah.
No.
You want a drink?
Yeah, you want a drink? You ready for it?
Are we going to see Sophia on this season?
No way.
I'd love to, but I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think the Kardashians would allow it to happen, right?
No, I feel like
I don't even want it. I mean, I want it to happen because I want to see.
Oh, but we want it to happen.
Yeah, but I just don't like it.
I want to see the meeting between, like, Sophia and
Kim, the kids.
Like, oh, man, yeah.
She's just so young. She's 18 or 19 years old. I don't understand.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I think it's kind of funny because, like, Kim was even saying, like, do you have to sometimes look at her and be like, grow up?
That I loved when she said that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I love those little tidbits where we're hearing, you know, Kim talk about Sophia to Scott, because that's what I've been waiting for and dying to hear, you know?
Wait, did you guys hear when Scott called Rain and he was like, come here, Rainel?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he literally called his son Rainel.
Oh yeah, it was some funny nickname. It was cute. I liked it.
What?
Oh.
Rainel?
You don't know what that means?
I don't know what that means, you guys.
Okay, anal.
Oh. What?
Rainel.
But
do you get what he means?
Yeah.
It has to be.
They're like, he's making a play on words to make it sound like
anal. Rainel. Oh, that's what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that odd?
I don't know, you guys. I'm going to play naive and dumb here and just go with that it's a funny nickname.
You know, I just have to be really honest and tell you, I guess.
No, I think that's hilarious.
Maybe I'm up in the clouds somewhere, probably.
I know. But what did you guys think of this whole thing? Because obviously Courtney was saying that her and Khloé had been, like, not very close for the past 6 months. So we were expecting, you know, if we wouldn't have watched the previews, we would have thought, okay, well, Courtney and Khloé are really going to clash here. Which ended up not being the case. Kim wants to do a family Christmas card, which I thought was very awesome because they're known for their family Christmas cards, right?
Right.
And they have these amazing, elaborate photo shoots. This year, they were wanting to just do something kind of simple where it was very candid and everyone was just kind of playing around and having fun. Howard, did you think that, like, Kim's intentions going into this were good?
You know, I do think it was kind of good. She was just like, I want to get the family together. We haven't done this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, it started off good, but then I just don't understand how it took a left so quickly. Like, I just don't get that. I don't know. I'm speechless.
Yeah. That's it.
We saw the meeting where they were trying to kind of plan the photo shoot, but also plan Kim's baby shower for Chicago. Mm-hmm. They were talking about it, and, like, Courtney just sat down and, like, wouldn't even make eye contact. And they're like, why are you so rude? And she's like, I'm just a born biatch. Like, she's, her attitude is very catty and very just, like, you know, like a biatch. And, like, she, I think what's going on with her right now is she thinks she's cool. She's got a hip young boyfriend who's a model. She's off doing vacations and she just feels like she's running the world and she's confident and she's maybe having a midlife crisis where she's starting to act like she's a young teenager who doesn't give a, you know, whatever. What do you guys think?
I think the same thing. It's hard because she definitely has to feel guilt. She's feeling guilty that she's not with her kids. But, and like Kim said, I'm trying to plan a Christmas card so we can have memories. But you want to be home for dinner with your kids. Shouldn't you be doing that on, like, why does it have to be there now? Yeah.
Right.
But we see Courtney's always somewhere. I mean, she did, they were in the Amalfi Coast recently and we saw Penelope was with her. But,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. We just got this air, like this attitude from Courtney this entire episode of her just not really wanting to be there, not being into it, being snappy to all of the sisters. And I think it's, I mean, I think we've seen that before, of course, but I think it's a little bit of a new side that we're not used to.
Yeah.
And I think that she's really just over it. She's overshooting the show. She doesn't want to partake in the photo shoots or whatever. She doesn't have her own business going on. Exactly like, you know, Kim has her stuff.
Right.
Khloé has Good American. Kylie has
Kylie Cosmetics, like everyone.
Courtney is a mom, and she's okay with that, and she wants to be mom. And I do respect that. But it's like, you know, you can put your schedule aside for 1 minute to do a Christmas card, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. One day. It's like not even a full day.
There must have been something else going on, because if your family was important to you and making memories with your kids, then this photo shoot wouldn't have been,
I agree,
the center of an issue.
Right.
I agree. I think there's something else going on, A, to make her, like, being a little biatch. Like, I think there's something going on with Eunice or, like, fights or something.
And I think that I was reading through, we'll talk about the tweets in a little bit, but, like, the girls, after watching the episode tonight, Howard was telling us how they were kind of fighting back and forth a little bit over Twitter. And I may have seen a tweet saying something like, someone was like, oh, well, it seems like there's a lot more behind the scenes going on. And Kim was just like, just wait until the end of the season or later on in the season, it'll make sense type of a thing. Mm-hmm. So I think you're right. There is like an undertone or something mm-hmm. else that had happened because mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know. I've never seen the side of Courtney. I'm always on the side of Courtney, like, oh, she's a mom. She wants to be with her kids. Great. But it's just like, I'm not buying it anymore. It's right. like, if you're wanting to, like, run around with your boyfriend on these lavish vacations
right. then
and
that.
Spend, like, days and days and days on these vacations away from your kids, but then, like, not be able to set aside a few hours because, oh, I need to be a mom. It's like, well, I mean, if we're going to play that card, let's look at all the vacations you're on without them. Like, mm-hmm. it just seemed like that was an excuse, and she's always trying to have, like, her way out or whatever, but I was disappointed in her tonight. I saw a different side of her, and obviously Kim was not helping the situation. She said some very hurtful things, which I don't condone at all, but like, I just think that Courtney wasn't innocent in this situation.
No, and you know what's aggravating? So they ended up moving the shoot to earlier, which is ridiculous because Kim had two different meetings to go to, her baby shower, mm-hmm. one in her launch.
At 7 a.m.
Yeah, so they moved it to the morning, which made Kendall not even be able to be involved.
Yeah.
Wasn't able to be there present in the moment with them and making those memories.
Which totally could have been avoided if Courtney could have pushed back her family dinner. Like, she was just going to have dinner with her kids. Like, you can have dinner with your kids 364 days out of the year. Like, let's just use this one day.
Yeah.
You're with your kids. Like, grab Grindr so you can eat them together at the shoe after you're done.
Like, Grindr? That's like, isn't that like a gay dating app? Like,
that's where you find
Grindr, like a sandwich.
That's where you find hookups.
What do you call it?
A sandwich?
Oh, like Subway.
Is this like an East Coast thing?
Yeah, it has to be.
That's so funny.
Okay.
Because isn't Grindr like a dating app?
Yeah.
Well, that too, but
it's like a hookup app.
Find Grindr and get some.
All your eyes are like, what is going on? Get some Grindrs.
Wait, real quick though, can we just talk about Kendall at the photo shoot for a second? Like,
oh,
sprawled out.
I mean, I love her. She's so hot. She's a professional. She's a model. But she was like sprawled out and like posing and sexy. And I was like, man,
that was great.
No other family would do this, right?
Right. It's that part was hilarious.
She slays.
She really does.
Love her.
But before you move on, remember how excited we were about this photo shoot? Like,
oh,
all
yeah.
December, they would release a photo every day that was like the 25 days of Christmas, and we're like, oh my god, what's gonna happen at the end? Like, someone's gonna announce that they're pregnant.
There wasn't
and like nothing. In the end, it was just like another mediocre photo. Like, I miss those old Kardashian photos where they're all dressed up and they have a theme and it's like iconic.
The Christmas tree didn't even have any ornaments on it.
Yeah, this one just failed to do anything for me. And
really, I kind of like the plain Jane, like really casual, just
I like the jeans.
Bumming. Yeah, I thought it was cool.
I like how it's casual and I like the look. I just wish that they would have just done one photo. Like I didn't, you know, all together mm-hmm. instead of releasing it and making it seem like it was such a big deal.
Like it was going to lead up to something.
And then nothing.
Everyone thought it was going to lead up to, like,
Kylie
holding her baby or, mm-hmm. like, having the belly or whatever.
Did Kylie ever show her own photo?
No.
Because we never saw that, right?
No.
So, Kylie, you could have been hiding behind the tree. You could have worn all black. Like, you could have showed up.
Now that I think of it, have we seen a pregnant picture of her?
After the fact, she released a video
that
where
video.
She had, like,
oh, yes, but
stuff.
Nothing really.
Wait, and she was not pregnant she had had her baby by the time that they were filming this episode, right?
I think she was still pregnant.
No, yeah. I think she was still pregnant.
Really?
At the baby shower, she was still dressed in all black.
Of course, because it was for the Christmas card, which is before mm-hmm. Christmas.
Yeah,
done.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Did you guys notice how they didn't show her? Like, Kim would be like, Kylie! Yes. And, like, the camera just wouldn't go to her.
It was a small
They were just
glimpse.
Like, we're not doing it.
Yeah.
Because if a clip would have got leaked, like, early or whatever.
Yeah. No, I think that, yeah. Or I think that she just doesn't want.
I think she's over the show. I think Courtney as well. But Kylie just seems like she's just over the show. Like, you know, even the shots we saw, like, she was just kind of, like, looking around like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Which I hate because I loved always – because there was some Kylie-heavy episodes like some seasons ago where she was starting to really get big and I was like so for it. But something else that I was disappointed in Courtney for was the fact that like because they moved it up for her because she wanted to be at dinner with her kids that night, all the kids had to be taken out of school.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not cool.
That's not cool. Education comes first. So like, you know, I don't know. That whole thing, I don't know. I mean – because didn't they would have had to be out of school, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just thought that was really messed up. But, oh my gosh. So, in going into this whole fight.
Dakota's heated.
Yes.
Oh, man.
So, she's like, Kim, I got you.
Right. Obviously, I was disappointed with the things that Kim was saying. Like, she said, you are the least interesting to look at. That was rude.
That was a low
She
low.
Went hard.
Yeah.
She was cutting throats.
Because... Go on.
I just like to say I really do like Cutthroat Kim. I think tonight, though, she did take it a little bit too far, but I love seeing her literally just go off and just kind of, like, say whatever comes to her mind. Because to me, it's so authentic, and it's just so real, and that's what makes me, like, love the show. Mm-hmm. So when she was going off on Courtney, I was like, ooh, girl. But then I was like, ooh, girl, get her. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, because she's obviously, you know how, like little things will happen, and then all of a sudden you just blow up? Mm-hmm. Courtney's been consistently rude and, like, not nice and very just, like, all about herself for a long time now. And so I think Kim had just had enough. She was like, you know what? You have the least obligations out of everybody. You're always complaining. You always have something to say about whatever. It's like, you know, it's weird because we saw this fun, loving side of Courtney whenever her and Eunice started to be together. Like, a younger side. But then it turned into a dark, like, just, a like, rude side. And I don't know, maybe they were having problems during this episode. Who knows? But she basically said that Kim is a distraught, evil person and that she's an awful human being. Like, she thinks that the whole family is just disgusting and she doesn't want to be a part of it anymore.
She hates the fake relationships. But, I mean, all this stuff is just who can hurt the worst? Who can say the worst thing? And they're just going to keep going. I mean, I have two sisters and we do the same thing. We have such a great, happy family. Like, I would say we have such a great relationship, but a lot of the time when we're together, it's like, you're such a this, you're such a that, I can't stand you. You know, it's like, I think this is typical. This is very amplified, but I think it's pretty typical.
Yeah.
Especially with Chris, who is just so funny. Like, Courtney, you are being annoying, and then they're kind of giggling when Courtney is on the phone crying, and she's like, Kim, don't be mean to her, and it's just, I don't know.
It was very interesting, but she, like you said, calls the relationship with her sisters fake and forced, and then that hurts Chloe's feelings, because she's like, really? You think that our relationship is forced and fake? And, like, that was really just kind of a moment where I think even, I would think Chris and some of the producers might be like, do we really want to air this? Because then people are going to think it's all fake. But then they're thinking, wow, this is really real, and people are going to want the drama, because they've been getting criticized over the past few seasons for having more, like, I guess some people thought it was more of a boring season or more of like, let's just sit around and eat salads type of season. I love it all. But
I do too. Totally. Yeah. I don't know. I don't even think Chloe really took it seriously. I thought she was like, because you know how she would say, thanks, Court, for coming and being a brat about my interior decorations or like anything. She's just very monotone and like not really listening to what she says. So I think when Courtney said that, she knew she was, you know, trying to get a reaction, and she was like, do you really, if you really feel like that, like pretty much, I know you don't feel like that.
Right.
But if you really feel like that, okay, Courtney, like,
maybe you shouldn't be with us.
Yeah.
Remember when Courtney was like, why do you have black covers on your chairs? It's so ugly. Who does that? I was like, oh my God, that's so mean.
I know.
Like, I get bickering with your sister when you're like in the heat of the moment, but who, like, do you call it your sister for her interior decorating?
No, my sister would throw a big, huge hissy fit, so it's just not worth it anymore.
Right, it's not worth it. I just, the whole thing was just like, Courtney was almost put like the victim, and I was like, no, like, this has all led up to this. Like, Courtney is being a miserable person to them. Like, not enjoyable to be around at all.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely messed up. But low-key, Kim was hitting some good points. Because she was like, we all have real businesses, which they do.
Yep.
They, you know, that takes up a lot of time. And if Courtney's kind of just doing the show, it's kind of like, well, girl, you're just doing the show. You just have to drop your kids off and pick them up type of thing so you can come at this time. You're not like Kim, who has to have all these meetings. You're not like Chloe's meetings, you know what I mean?
So she's like, you want it to be around all of my schedule. It's like, no, like, everyone else got stuff going on. Like, you have to be the one to be, like, because she didn't have anything better to do except for dinner with her kids. You can still have dinner with your kids. Like,
money doesn't grow on trees. Like, how is she going to afford to go on all these vacations? And
exactly, because she's doing the show.
Yeah, and she's, Kim's not asking her to go to a club and do an appearance. Right. Like, she's saying, come take pictures with your kids.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she's just like, I don't want to be in photo shoots all day. Well, I mean, it's a good cause. It's like, it's the family shoot.
Yeah.
You're not shooting for an ad or doing your Calvin Klein. You're with your family. You're with your kids.
Yeah.
You know, bring your butt in.
I think she has something else going on, like we said, and I think we're going to figure it out. I think some kind of, like, it's this was going on, so this is why she was acting like that.
Agreed. I sure hope so. I mean, she even accuses Kim of, like, basing everything around money, and, like, that Kim is just, like, a money-hungry whore type of a situation. It's kind of what she was, like... That's kind of like the way she was talking to her. That's what she was like insinuating. And I was like, wow, like, I get it. Kim is, you know, on her coin. Like, she's ready to go. But, like, it's just a lot of deflecting. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not the problem. You're the problem. You're an awful person. And I was just like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. But we do have some tweets that the girls tweeted tonight while watching the episode. Courtney says, watching this fight actually gives me chills. She said this about an hour ago. It's not normal to have to relive this stuff. We all have our own priorities. Mine is being a mother. Not going to lie, though, my mom's reaction is a little disappointing. And then Chloe said, I just wanted peace. And then she's like, yeah, right, type of a thing. And mm-hmm. Chloe's like, yo, like, are you kidding me? Like, I do want peace. And she's like, well, eventually you did. And then Kim was like, the shoot is with our kids. My number one priority is being a mother as well. And I can work, too. So can you. And she said, and I do, but I wasn't wanting more work. I already felt spread thin. Being a good mother also has different meaning to each of us. You're an amazing mother. I'm not taking that away from you. And then like a fan said, I'm the same way. I love my baby so deeply, and I don't think everyone has the ability to care that deeply about others, including their children. And she said, yes, too deep love. Not everyone knows how to love deeply. Cherish that quality.
What does that have to do with you doing a photo shoot?
Yeah, it's a
Christmas card.
I already felt spread thin because I was supposed to have dinner. Like, whoa.
And put my kids to bed. But you'd rather take them out of school.
How does you not loving your kids turn into not doing a photo shoot? I don't even think the big point was her not loving her kids. Like, nobody said that. Like, Kim didn't say, you don't love your kids. Said, just come in. Work your 8 to 5 and go home.
She's like, well, my number one priority is being a mother. It's like, how does any of this have to do with that?
Exactly.
It really doesn't. So that whole thing was very, like, just childish. And, like, I don't usually sit here and bash them. I love all of them. But, good Lord, like, you can't watch the show and think, oh, well, she's totally in the right. Like, no. That's unacceptable behavior from mm-hmm. both of them. But yes. But Courtney right now, as I'm like, come on. But anyway, final thoughts on this episode. What are you hoping to see in the future?
Well, I'm hoping to see Courtney get it together a little bit more. You know, definitely want to see behind the scenes what's going on with her. Of course, I'm always hoping to see Chloe's baby bump growing because she did tweet out that she was going to be pregnant or she's pregnant this whole season. So I'm excited for that. That's about it for me here.
I would love to see Scott and Sophia. Just got to see it. Want to be a fly on the wall. I want to see the drama with Tristan and Chloe. I don't know if we've come that far, but I think we have. And I want to see Kylie and maybe some Travis Scott in there.
Okay. Mm. You're wanting everybody.
Mm. I want everybody.
I want to see more of them just sitting around talking, being just like themselves. I love being a fly on the wall. I would totally love to just eat salads with them work out. I don't know, but how funny was it when Kim talked about Kanye saying he wants to name the daughter, the new baby, Chloe.
I know. I wish they would have.
I know.
That would have been so odd.
It's weird.
It would have been, but like,
why
like
not
it.
Courtney? Why not Kylie? Why not Kendall?
Well, I mean, I think we all know why not Courtney, but.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, she's too busy being a mother away from her children doing vacations.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Right.
Anyway.
Shady boots.
Shady boots.
Shady.
Wait, I just had an epiphany.
Okay.
You know, so everybody knows that she's going on these crazy, extravagant trips and everything. So maybe this was her weird little way to slide in the fact that she's being a good mother.
Ooh.
Like, she randomly had to just throw it in there somewhere because she probably feels subconsciously guilty.
That's a good prediction. Yeah. That's a good assumption. I think you are probably right.
Hmm.
I want to see more of that. I want to see what happens in the season. I'm not saying that I hate Courtney. I just say I don't agree with what she did today.
Yes.
Just on this episode, right?
Definitely, yeah. But we always love covering news and gossip. But before we do...
Well, hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no better network that works harder to serve your television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you. And you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be. Because they're optional. So hit the subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did in the comments and we'll thank you personally on air. For now, thank you so much for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Plug. Now let's get into tea time, because there is some, besides this episode, there is some news and gossip that we have acquired over this past 7 days since we've last been with you all.
Always.
It was kind of funny. You know how this episode, they were talking about how Kim was at Jimmy Kimmel?
Yes.
And when it was when Jennifer Lawrence, like, subbed in for Kimmel. Well, this first one is dealing with Jimmy Kimmel. So Kim gives some fan love outside of her Jimmy Kimmel appearance. And according to this fan that we have a photo here of, Ignacio Martinez, basically she took the time to sign some autographs, take some selfies with people who waited outside, and they were all waiting to catch a glimpse of her. So she spent a couple minutes out there giving the fans some love, which I love, because obviously she hasn't been seen taking a lot of fan photos recently, just since ever since the Paris incident. She's kept kind of private. She's always surrounded by bodyguards. And being honest, it is a risk to interact with people, especially like outside by Hollywood Boulevard. You never know who could run up or do something crazy. People have been flower bombed outside of Jimmy Kimmel. Like, yep. It is a risk. Mm-hmm. So I really did enjoy how she decided she wanted to, you know, give the fans some love, because, of course, she wouldn't be there without them. So I love that. And Ignacio said that he had a great time and got to, like, experience it. And so it's pretty cool.
How do we feel about her outfit, you guys?
Her hips. Oh, my gosh. It's just weird. I can't.
It looks, like, unproportioned or something.
Yeah.
Right?
I love it. I love the outfit.
The whole cutout?
I love the outfit. I just don't like the body. It's too much.
I know she's burning up, though. And that velvet, the little velvet, whatever. I don't know what the, like, pants are, but she's got to be burning up.
And she said how much she weighs. She said she weighs 119 pounds this week. Yeah, which is really skinny.
Wait, I kind of don't believe how. There's no way.
She's so short, though.
Yeah, she's so short. She's like 5'3".
But her hips are so large.
But that's like the only large part about her.
Yeah, you're right.
So, interesting enough, on this same appearance on Kimmel, she was talking to Jimmy, and she was describing the moment when Donald Trump called her on the phone to tell her that he was going to free Alice Marie Johnson, the person that Kim helped get out of jail, basically. Mm-hmm. And Kim was shooting something for her line, and she was actually at a naked photo shoot. So she was naked when she got the phone call. And Jimmy was like, so, you know, you were naked? And she's like, yes, well, I did grab a robe, but...
She's like, oh, the president's calling. I better put on a robe.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. How iconic.
Well, do you expect anything more, though? I mean, Kim, that's part of her. Like, she loves being naked. She loves taking photos.
She loves being naked.
But I did love that she was able to help and use her voice for something positive, and the fact that she was able to help free her. Like, that whole thing was great, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Well, we talked a little bit about Lamar Odom last week and how he's back into basketball, but I have some other news on him, you guys. So Lamar Odom turns down appearing on Celebrity Big Brother. Oh. They offered him a lot of money to participate and said this season is all about celebs facing their demons, which we know he has a lot of experience with, but he turned it down.
He probably just doesn't want to relive it anymore. He's probably done with reality. He wants to focus on basketball.
Do you think maybe he doesn't have time for it? Maybe basketball is too demanding out there in China? I don't know.
It's so demanding. I mean,
I was going to say I was surprised that he turned it down. Like, I don't think that he makes the kind of money that he used to. So I'm actually shocked that he didn't take the job, because when you're in that position, and he has a lot of kids too.
Yeah, he does. He has a lot of kids.
Lots somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, let's move on here back to our girl Kim. So after seeing this photo of Kim at Jimmy Kimmel and this black cutout thing here, model Tyson Beckford, he wrote saying, sorry, I don't really care for it personally, talking about her body. She's not real. Doctor effed up on her right hip. So, I mean, her right hip does look a little, you know, crazy, but she's also walking, so, you know,
there's
whatever.
More weight on one foot than the other.
Exactly.
I think you can't judge off of that.
No.
Right. So, Kim clapped back, and Kim said, sis, we all know why you don't care for it. Yes. Now fans are coming after Kim, saying that was a homophobic slur. And to me, I don't really think so. I'm pretty sure it's just a really good clapback.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think she was trying to, you know, hurt the community. She was just saying, sis, you don't really care for it. Meaning, you know.
And I don't think it was that serious. She didn't, like, in-depth think, how can I go back at him in a homophobic way? Like, nobody does that. That's not...
It was a clap. I mean, this man came at her, so she came back.
That's the thing I don't understand. Everyone's, like, so mad at Kim for it. And I'm like, okay, snowflake Twitter people. Let's talk about it, right?
Snowflake Twitter people?
Like, they can't handle anything. Like, they're going to... Every little thing that comes
Wait,
up...
Wait, love that.
Yeah, like, you're a snowflake. You're delicate. You can't... You have to be so PC. You can't say anything. You know, yes. All of that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
I like
so,
that.
Basically, everyone's coming after her saying that she's homophobic.
Oh.
They're not even looking at the fact that this man is body shaming a woman, saying that she looks effed up and that, like, mm-hmm. he thinks she's ugly. Like, judging her on her appearance... And then she claps back something funny and lighthearted, and then she's the one that gets the heat for it.
Wait, that's so funny. I seriously, sitting here, didn't even think of it that way.
Yeah.
That is such a good way to think about it. That's so true. Wow.
Crazy stuff. And obviously, crazy. Both were kind of like, okay, you're both engaging in something silly and petty on the internet. But I mean, like, if you're going to go after her, go after him. I mean, he's body shaming. Mm-hmm. But it's okay because he's a man, so let's get on to the, like, let's be sexist and, you know.
Is it, but are we being too, are we, is it really body shaming? Do you think?
I mean,
he's
so,
just saying
yeah.
the doctor messed up.
Yeah, but
it's not
come
like he's
on,
saying that she was born ugly.
That is body shaming to me
yeah.
because that's her body and that's what she's, she can't
know.
Control it.
Yeah.
That's not like, hey, you have an ugly top and she's like, okay, you know, I'm going to go change my top because now I feel, you know, that is totally.
And you can't just mask exactly. it or make it better by saying, well, for me personally, it's like, you're still an ass. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to be commenting publicly about a public figure, it's like, I don't know.
So I think it was
Tyson
a good clap
for gay.
What's that?
So is Tyson Beck for gay?
I don't know. I guess
we
he said that he's
know.
Not, but...
Oh.
Of course he said he's not. I mean, I don't know anything. I'm just, you know, Kim says it.
Well, that was a really good clapback. So speaking of another clapback, Chloe claps back again on Twitter by tweeting, "Mommy shamers are at a high right now. I'm sick at a charity event and I'm getting slack for being here because I have a baby. Her dad is watching her while I'm trying to bring awareness to an amazing organization. But either way, what's wrong with a new mom letting daddy take over for a few hours?" Which, I mean, seriously, people?
That's
why?
Just, exactly. And it's like people think, oh, you have this baby, now you need to stay home forever. It's like she's taking care of her daughter. She's doing it. She's getting up late at night. Like, let her have her one night.
Seriously, and I'm sorry, but whoever this is saying that, like, I would love to see you with your baby 24/7 because
exactly.
it's not, it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. Like, let's be real. That's
yeah.
so annoying.
Not only that, but let's be real. Like, do we think that Tristan is very, like, always there with the kids? Like, this is probably
no.
his time for, like, a few mm-hmm. hours with the kids. Like, she's the one that watches them the majority of the time. She's the one waking up in the middle of the night.
How do you know that?
Well, I mean, a mom has to feed her child milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's spending time with the babies that we always see
nannies.
On social media. Okay, I'm sure the nannies take care sometimes whenever Tristan's not around or maybe he's off with someone else, but...
They do seem very family-oriented and
yeah.
very connected to their mm-hmm. kids, though.
Yeah.
But this is another example of some, like, snowflake PC person who's
yep.
like, well, actually, and it's like...
Well, I'm just, like,
yeah.
so annoyed of all these people, like, saying stuff like this. Like,
they don't
who
know
cares?
Anything.
Like...
Yeah.
Who are the people that are sitting and, like, commenting on people's lives and saying how they should be a better mother or
yeah.
be at home or not be at home? Like, just live your own
They're
life.
They're probably at home sitting in their underwear looking like a mess, like, commenting, like, on their little keyboard looking like a dumbass. Like, really, though?
Yeah, seriously.
Like, come on, you guys. Like, why does everyone have to tear each other down in the world?
Like, let
yeah.
her do her thing. And did you see on Twitter that they were still coming for her? Still coming for her about her lips. You know, she's pregnant, and they were like, oh, your lips are so huge, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, listen, guys, I'm pregnant. Like, if I can control that, I would. And I was like, Chloe, why are you even addressing this? Like,
no, that's what I think.
Let it go, girl. Like, don't
yeah.
even give them the benefit
yeah.
of the doubt, like, just addressing something silly as this. You're pregnant. It's
yeah.
your, you know, right.
Chloe gets so heated, and she always responds to people. And,
mm-hmm.
like, I get it, because it would be frustrating if someone's calling
right.
you out for
right.
something, and you're like, you want to stand up for yourself. But also, I think it would speak more. More volumes if she just ignored them.
It's so funny though, because we're sitting over here talking about how all these people have all this stuff to say, and then we're over here like, watch us each
yeah.
week, Kardashians Weekly, where we recap.
And we're gonna talk, yeah.
yeah. So it's like, I get it. So I'm like, I already know people in the comments of our video are gonna be like, well, you guys are doing the same thing, but like.
But we're not like responding negatively to them on Twitter.
Yeah.
We're having an after show discussion.
Right.
We're, you know, and discussing the
right.
topics. I don't think we're sitting here like, what can you say bad about Courtney? What can you say bad about Kim? What can you say bad about Chloe? Like, we're
right.
not doing that.
We're just
yeah.
talking about what happened tonight.
Yeah.
you know what
What's
I'm
going
saying?
On?
but before we move on to Gram Glam, I did want to play this video. Something a little bit more lighthearted. We're going to, like, wrap up all the drama and have some fun right now. So a chihuahua named Emerson can tell the Kardashians apart in this amazing clip posted by Federico.
Federico.
Please check it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Kendall here. How about Chloe?
Yep.
Let's switch it up again and let's try some Kris Jenna and some Kylie Jenna here. He's already really excited. He's like, what? It's Kylie. This is the world we live in. My dog is psycho for the Kardashians. Kylie. Got Kylie. What about Kris? Let's try this again with Kylie. Kris. Oh yeah. But let's make it even harder on this dog, and we're actually gonna try to see if he even knows Rob Kardashian. And who is Rob? Oh. Oh yeah.
That's amazing. Good.
Well, guys, that was amazing. If you want to check out the full clip, I'm definitely going to be post, or I'll comment the link down below in the video. Make sure to check it out and give him some love, because that's incredible. I wonder how long it took him to, like, train.
Oh, that man has a lot of time on his hands.
They probably watch every episode together.
That's so true. And he actually says in the video how he's like, this should really show you about, like, my priorities.
Yes,
or, like, what my
exactly.
life is like. But I love it. And I think it's so funny. And I have never seen a video like that before.
No, that's so good.
It was so unique. It popped up on my Facebook timeline. And I was like, can I please share this on our show? And he's like, please. So I love it. I thought it was great. Let's get into some Gram Glam. So we are going to be voting on our favorite Instagram photo from the girls. So here is Kim. She says she's in the kitchen cooking, you know, casually
she's
in her...
She's baking in her thong and bra. For those of you that aren't watching, she's in literally a thong and bra in her kitchen with, like, a spoon of baking... What's it called? Batter?
Batter.
Brownie
like
batter?
Brownie batter.
Brownie batter, and she's licking it off her finger.
What's
and...
the white stuff on her stomach?
Oh, I think that's like the effects of the photo, maybe like
oh, like paint splatter, maybe.
I think you know how like different filters have like weird spots and stuff. I think that's what that is, unless we're wrong. I don't know. And then the next photo is of Courtney. She recently went to a Dodgers game, and I believe she was the one on the field who like threw the first pitch, right?
Yep, that was her.
She looks good. Mm-hmm. Like her makeup is on point right here.
Look at Courtney getting out of the house. Besides, you know, because we always see her on vacation or home. I haven't seen her do any public outings in a while,
yeah,
so that's
you're
pretty
right.
cool.
True. You're right.
And she was also in Vegas doing the, is it Dylan's Candy Bar?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like oh, the Sugar Factory.
Yeah. She did an appearance for that last week.
Yeah.
Oh,
you are
so
right.
So look at you, girl.
All right, get out there. Mm-hmm. I love it. The next one is of Chloe, and she's wearing her new, or I guess this is the new Calvin Klein fall ad. Mm-hmm. But this is really sweet, and obviously this one features Kim, but look how cute she is pregnant.
Super sweet.
I love it. And of course, Kendall is always artsy and kind of like doesn't, for the next photo, Kendall is wearing this latexy type of suit with her dog.
Oh.
I think we've established that every week now, Kendall's always got like the artsy, different, like, because I think last week, she was in like going through a daisy field in her car. Like, what do you think of this photo?
I just wish her head was in it.
She's slaying legs for days.
Yeah, that's true.
So tall. Yeah, it's. I'm a little scared looking at this, like a dominatrix and the dog.
Yeah, I'm just like, yes.
You know, I don't know.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
I love it. And then the next photo is of Kylie, and her waist is snatched after that baby.
God damn it, it's not fair.
She looks amazing. But we have the Kardashian heads here. For all of you who are listening on the podcast version, we have photo cutouts of each girl's face that we are going to vote on. So, guys, go ahead and make your pick.
Okay.
Drum roll. Wow, that was bad.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Turn it around. Oh, okay.
We got doubles.
Look at you
Me
guys.
And Shanti chose Kylie. I think we haven't seen a lot of her recently, and it's just kind of nice to see her in her element.
And she looks so good.
Yes,
back to her brown hair, her signature look.
Oh, yes,
sure. I got Miss West over here. I just thought she looked so good, and her hair looks good, and she's. I don't know, fun in the kitchen and just natural. But I just love her, so.
And I pick Courtney. I just thought she looked, you know, her makeup, like Shanti was saying, is on point. Mm-hmm. And she just looks good, you know?
Yeah. She does.
I did like that picture, too. Mm-hmm. It's my second favorite.
Whatever mm-hmm. she's going through emotionally, I just hope that she's able to figure it out and that yep. she's able to come back and be a positive person. Because we really did see a lot of positivity come from her after her and Scott finally split. She felt free and she was fun and had a great time. And I don't know what's going on with her right now, but I hope that it gets sorted out. Because, of course, we all love her. We only wish the best for her. Yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us. We had so much fun recapping. And where can everyone find you on social media?
Thank you guys for watching. I'm so excited that the new season has started. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina or Twitter at @ShantiChristina.
And you can find me at Mackenzie Fain on Instagram.
And you can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thank you again so much for watching. And until next week, we will keep up with you then.
See you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.